The ringing of a bell is a traditional call to prayer. And so we allow now the sound of this bell to call us to prayer, leading us into these 20 minutes of stillness and silence, a time in which we become more aware of our deepest desire, which is to hear Jesus speaking directly to us in a way that is personal, intimate. And so in this time of Lectio Divina, this divine reading, this sacred listening, we come with heightened expectation to hear the voice of Jesus for us through this gospel reading. The gospel passage that we are given each day is an opportunity to hear Jesus. We begin by setting aside these moments for prayer, taking a moment to be comfortable. Become aware now of your breathing. Don't try to change it, just be aware. And then maybe a couple of yawns might be a good way to begin filling your lungs with oxygen, helping you to relax. And now, gradually allow your breathing to deepen. As you breathe out all anxiety, all worry, all tension. And on the in-breaths, breathe in all the good things that Jesus is wanting to give you in these moments. Don't try at all to empty your mind. As Christians, we don't have to go anywhere else to meet Jesus. He comes to us in whatever we are experiencing in these hours, in these days, whatever feeling that we have, whatever burden we are carrying. Simply allow whatever is on your mind, whatever rests on your heart, to be there. While these thoughts, these feelings might be a problem for us, they're no problem at all for Jesus. No problem at all for Jesus, who is God with us. Our thoughts, our feelings, our reality is no obstacle to Jesus, who is wanting to work miracles of hope and health and healing in you in these moments. Become aware now of the people for whom you wish to pray, those for whom you are concerned. Be aware of those whose presence in your life is encouraging you and giving you hope, but also be aware of those people that you're finding more difficult. Again, be aware that the circumstances that are a part of your life today are no obstacle for Jesus. The things you are enjoying and the circumstances that are more difficult for you, all of this we allow to be in our minds and on our hearts as we prepare to listen for Jesus speaking to us. Allow your desire to hear Jesus grow. Allow your expectation to expand. Be aware of your need and return to this whenever you hear the bell, becoming more aware again of your desire. The Gospel reading for Monday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time is Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 30. Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day as he usually did. He stood up to read, and they handed him the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Unrolling the scroll, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord has been given to me, for he has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives and to the blind new sight, to set the downtrodden free, to proclaim the Lord's year of favour." He then rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the assistant, and sat down, and all the eyes in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to speak to them. "This text is being fulfilled today, even as you listen." And he won the approval of all, and they were astonished by the gracious words that came from his lips. They said, "This is Joseph's son, surely." But he replied, "No doubt you will quote me, saying, 'Physician, heal yourself,' and tell me, 'We have heard all that happened in Capernaum. Do the same here in your own countryside.'" And he went on, "I tell you solemnly, no prophet is ever accepted in their own country." There were many widows in Israel, I can assure you, in Elijah's day, when heaven remained shut for 3 years and 6 months, and a great famine raged throughout the land. But Elijah was not sent to any one of these. He was sent to a widow at Zarephath, a Sidonian town. And in the prophet Elisha's time there were many lepers in Israel, but none of these was cured except the Syrian Naaman. When they heard this, everyone in the synagogue was enraged. They sprang to their feet and hustled him out of the town. And they took him up to the brow of the hill their town was built on, intending to throw him down the cliff, but he slipped through the crowd and walked away. Take a moment to savor now the stillness and the silence. Don't try to understand the reading. Simply allow Jesus to speak to you. Invite him to reveal to you what it is that he wants you to hear in the scripture. Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day as he usually did. He stood up to read, and they handed him the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Unrolling the scroll, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord has been given to me, for he has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives and to the blind new sight, to set the downtrodden free, to proclaim the Lord's year of favour." He then rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the assistant, and sat down, and all the eyes in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to speak to them, "This text is being fulfilled today, even as you listen." And he won the approval of all, and they were astonished by the gracious words that came from his lips. They said, "This is Joseph's son, surely." But he replied, "No doubt you will quote me, saying, 'Physician, heal yourself,' and tell me, 'We have heard all that happened in Capernaum. Do the same here in your own countryside.'" And he went on, "I tell you solemnly, no prophet is ever accepted in their own country." There were many widows in Israel, I can assure you, in Elijah's day, when heaven remained shut for 3 years and 6 months, and a great famine raged throughout the land. But Elijah was not sent to any one of these. He was sent to a widow at Zarephath, a Sidonian town. And in the prophet Elisha's time there were many lepers in Israel, but none of these was cured except the Syrian Naaman. When they heard this, everyone in the synagogue was enraged. They sprang to their feet and hustled him out of the town, and they took him up to the brow of the hill their town was built on, intending to throw him down the cliff, but he slipped through the crowd and walked away. Now that we have listened to this reading with renewed and open ears, speak to Jesus about what you have heard in this passage. We've heard the reading. We've meditated and pondered the words of Jesus. We have spoken to Jesus about what we have heard and about the reality of our own lives. Now we come to the next phase of our prayer, the contemplation. It's often easy for us to talk about what we speak to Jesus about, if we are expressing this to others. But contemplation can seem like a waste of time, because it's hard to put into words what's happening or not happening. The contemplation is a beautiful gift because we are simply giving Jesus the gift of our time, without an agenda, without trying to understand, not trying to make sense of the reading, just giving of ourselves. In the same way that we might give of our time relaxing together with the one we love, simply a gesture of love. And so we give the responsibility for the usefulness, the productivity of this time completely to Jesus, knowing that we may not know what he says or does. Become aware of what sense you have of Jesus with you, listening to you, speaking to you. This prayer of contemplation is not our work, it is the work of Jesus. We simply gift the time, staying with our desire to hear his voice. This final phase of our Lectio Divina prayer is often known as the action stage. After our listening, our meditation, our contemplation, we might think, now what can I do? But perhaps it's better, again, to remain in stillness and silence, asking Jesus directly, Jesus, what are you inviting me to do? How are you calling me to change the way I think? How are you calling me to change my behavior as a result of this time of prayer? As this time of prayer draws to a close, let's not worry too much about what has happened or not happened in this time. The simple fact is that we gave this time as a gift to Jesus. Often when we think that nothing has happened, they're the very times when at a deeper level, much deeper than our consciousness, Jesus has been working in us and through us. And so we conclude this time with confident prayer. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.